other things, yes, that I would like to discuss. First of all, we discussed the machlokes b'shem, as whether the machlokes between Rabbi Goyen and Rabbi Yisit ibn Migash. I mean, I see Rabbi Goyen, even though it's not just Rabbi Goyen Shite, so many b'shem, but it's Rabbi Goyen Shite who says that just as we say Nige Rapturam Nomeine, we say Nige Rapturam Mishra. And Rabbi Yisit ibn Migash, he said, we do not say Nige Rapturam Mishra. So we discuss that. Now, there is a Gemara in Gittin, there is a Mishnah in Gittin, that Hameitze Yitzia Lo Yishba, Mifni Tikkun Eil. The first Mishnah Zot in Gittit. So that means mit Reise is Chayvish way. But mit Rabbonon, mit Tikkuneilo Minora, that the potential Meitzin Mitzio should not be deterred from returning an Aveido, the Chachomim Misake, that he shouldn't have the burden of taking Yishuwe. Because if a Meitzin Mitzio will have the burden of taking Yishuwa, so many a Meitzin Yitzio, many potential Meitzin Yitzio will be deterred from returning it. He'll say, why do I have Malul Torah Zeitz? I mean, yeah, I'll return, I'll work so hard, and then the other person, the owner, so will claim more, and then he'll tell me, you take Yishuwa. So because of that, the Chachomim lo misakein with the Meitzin Yitzio should be put off Shmuel. That means that this Tikkun Eilam applies to a case where Midraise would have to take an oath. But the Chachomim and the Tikkun Eilam relieved him of the Shmuel. So in other words, it could only apply to him in Mitzas, because if he's a giver hakel, so then the Chachomim didn't have to be misakin, he should be potter of Yishuwe. He gave a hakel, he's potter of Yishuwe anyway. Midraitzis. Oh, so the Gemara. So the Gemara, Dachman Aleph on the Dalek in Gittin says, Vameitz Mitzia Lin Mishma. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. Shnei kisim kshur in Motsoso. Valoi, me aloi Motsosi, Eloel. Nishma. If, let's say, if Ruben says to Shimon, you found two wallets that were tied together. And Shimon says, yes, I found, but not two wallets of yours, I found just one wallet. So he's a made of mikzas. Nishma, so he has to swear. Now, Shnei Shvorim Kshurim Otsosari, Valeim Eloyo Echot, Eni Nishma. Now, suppose Ruben says to Shimon, you picked up two oxen of mine that were tied together. And he says, I only found one ox. So here I'm returning it. There was no other ox. So there, he's not Mishma. Well, even though he's still in the Mikzas, the answer is, in order that the Mikzas should be higher Yishuwe, so the Taine by the Teveya has to be a Taine's boy. Taine's boy. But if the Taine by the Teveya is a Taine Shemo, if Ruben will say to Shimon, maybe you borrowed from me $1,000, I really don't remember, but I have a faint recollection that you borrowed from me $1,000. And then he'll say, your recollection is not perfect. I borrowed from you only $500. So then Shimon does not have to swear, because Ruben himself is not convinced. He's only telling Itan Hashem. So Mele, in the case of Shnei, where Ruben says to Shimon, Shnei kisim kshurim motzosoli, you found two wallets that were tied together. Now wallets that are originally tied do not become untied by itself. It doesn't happen unless a person comes and deliberately unties it. So the Mele, it's Tanis Bore. Mashenkin accent, even if you even if you take a rope and you tie one axe to the other, so axemen by themselves might become detached. So the Mele, when Ruvin says, he doesn't know, he thinks so. He knows that he left, let's say in the street, two axes. He left, tied to each other. But at the time when Shimon found it, maybe they were untied. So the Mele, the tying by Ruvin is not the tiniest boy, it's the tiniest Shemo. So that's why Shimon is not Chayvish. My time, Shvorim Mintachem Adode. Axem can untie itself one from the other. Kisim Loi Mintachem Adode. Kisim Loi Mintachem Adode. But wallets do not become untied, separated one from the other. Now then, again, the Rabbi Yitzchok continues. Shnei Shvorim Kshorim Motzos. You found two tied wallets. Valoi, here in Shimon says, Motzosi, it's true that I found two, but one I already returned you. And here now is, so now is the other. So Areize, Nishvori, Shuri Motzosi, two axes tied to another. So you found, Rubin says to Shimon. Valoi, here Shimon says, Motzosi, I found two axes. But one axe I returned already, let's say, a week ago. And another one I'm going to return now. So, in this case, and of course, what does Ruvin say? No, he never returned an axe. Only now he's returning one axe. So, in this case, so Ruvin is thinking time is boy. Because Ruvin says that, I mean, Shimon is also made it that he found originally two axes. But Shimon says he returned one axe before, and now the other axe. And Ruvin says no, he did return one axe before. So now in this case, Ruvin is saying that his boy, Shari is a nishba, even in regard to axe. So the Gemara is, the Kashi, the Rabbi Yitzchok Lesley Amitz in Tzio, lo yishba, mifni tikun ha'ilo. The Rabbi Yitzchok Lesley Amitz in Tzio, lo yishba, mifni tikun ha'ilo. So the Gemara says, so true. Rabbi Yitzchok says that in case of kissing, so is it time is bori, so is chayev ishwe v'mitzvah. In case of shvorim, there is no time is bori, it's time shemo, so it's not chayev. But there is a special takone. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yitzchok says, Rabbi Yitzchok says, so the Gemara says, Udom HaKamuz Rabbi Yaakov, and then the whole shakur Italia, HaKamuz Rabbi Yaakov. In other words, so according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying that in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok is chilek and the takone of Amitz Mitzion Yishbam Betikaneilam. And who agrees with Rabbi Yitzchok? Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. In other words, so that the other Bishayim explained the Gemara, not that Rabbi Yitzchok, that Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is chilek and that Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is chilek and the takone of Hamitzi Mitzia Liyishbam Mitikan Eilom. And that is stolen in the machlekes between Chachomim and Rabbi Yaakov. That's how Rashi explained the Gemara. So in other words, the Gemara has the Kashi, the Rabbi Yitzchok, Lesley Hamitzi Mitzia Liyishbam Mitikan Eilom. So the Gemara says, who don't make Rabbi Yaakov? And then the whole Shakur Itar. So according to Rashi, it's not necessary to go over this Gemara because it's the same Gemara as Iksuvis. And you are supposed to have gone over the Gemara yourself. So I'm just pointing out. So according to Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara in Gittin, the maskona of the Gemara is the Tenoch Nami. Rabbi Yitzchok is chilek and the din of the Mishneh of Hametze Mitzia lo Yishbam Netikanela. He's chilek and the din of the Mishneh Netikanela. But who agrees with Rabbi Yitzchok? Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. In other words, so Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. And because we have a machlekes between Reb Leza ben Yaakov and the Chachomim as to whether Odom is Nishba al Tainus Atzmei. So Reb Leza ben Yaakov says Pomim shall be Nishba al Tainus Atzmei, even though he has a Midian, so still he is Nishba. Chachomim remain al Kibet Sheva Veide Upota. Now here again there is a Machlekes Rishenim according to Rabbi Goyen and all the Rishenim who all the Rishonim, who are highly conquered the Rebbeis of Migash, and who say that there is such a thing as Migel after a Mishwe. So Mimele, the reason is why the Chachamim say he is potter of a Mishwe in the case of Mono Levicho B'yodi V'chaltiv Pras, is because of the special takori of Ameitzi Mitzil and Yishbam Tintigreilo. Not Midraise is potter, because Midraise there is no din of Migel after a Mishwe. So Mimele, when the Chachamim say Eini Elekimesh V'Aveino is potter, it's on the basis of that. Of that, Halacha mentioned in the Mishnah in Gittin and Zokin that Aveitz in Itzio Yishbam Betikaneilo. And Rabbi Zabi Yaakov says that he's highly shwe because Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is highly come this Halacha of Tikaneilo. Of Tikaneilo. That's according to the Rimigash. And Rashi Shittin is also like the Rimigash, we said. That's what the Pnei Yeshua in Gittin says. That Migel after a Mishwe is Leah Limon. So Mimele, according to Rashi, when the Chachomim say, Eni Ele Kedesh Vavinu Potter, it doesn't mean he's Potter Midraise. He's Potter Midrabonon of Mishwe, because of Ameitzi Mitzio Yishba Mitnifi Kenelo. So Mimele, and Rebbe Zabi Yaakov, since he says he's Chayv Mishwe, so Rebbe Zabi Yaakov's shitting is that there is no Takone of Tikkun Eilon. He's really come down the halacha of Tikkun Eilon. That if somebody has a migge, he should be potter of Mishwe. And, but the Chachomim say he is potter of Mishwe because of Tikkun Eilon. Of Tikkun Eilon. That's according to Rashi. Masha'im Kein, all the Rishonim will agree with the Shit of Rabbi Goel that there is such a thing as Migel after Mishwe. So just as we say Migel after Mishwe, so we say also Migel after Mishwe. So the Mele, according to them, when the Chachomim say Eine Yalokimeshi Vabeide, what does it mean Eine Yalokimeshi Vabeide? So it means Eine Yalokimeshi Vabeide that he's put on the rise of Mishwe. Oh, so then the question arises, according to Rabbi Goel, and all the Rishonim, that's most Rishonim, who agree with Rabbi Goel, that there is such a thing of Migel after Mishwe Midraise, and then the Mishnah says, Ameitzi Mitzio Yishba L'Bnei Tikkun Eilon. Obviously, the Tikkun Eilon of the Mishnah has reference to the case where the Meitzi Mitzio is a Minim in Miktas. Because if the Meitzi Mitzio is a Kifar Hakol, so then why did the Mishnah have to say that the Tikkun Eilon is Potter? And we couldn't say that the Mishnah means that the Tikkun Eilon, the Meitzi Mitzio, is Potter of Yishuah Seses, because Yishuah Seses is only Yishuah of Chachmei Admore. It's not Yishuah of the Mishnah of Chachmei Amishne. And here the Mishnah says, Hameitzi Mitzio Yishba Mifni Tikkun Eilon. So obviously the Mishnah has reference not to Hameitzi Mitzio Yikibar Hakol, because Hameitzi Mitzio Yikibar Hakol is not Mechuyev Mitzat HaMishneh in the Shwe. So why would the Mishnah have to say Mifni Tikkun Eilon is Potter? Yeshua Seses is a Shwe, the Rabbonon of the Chachmei Admore, the Amoroi, not of the Tamoi. So it is obvious that when the Mishnah says Hameitzi Mitzio Yishba Mifni Tikkun Eilon, thus implying Midraise, he is highly shwe, so the Mishnah's reference to the Mikzas. So the question arises, be shwe according to Rashi and the Rimigash, we understand? Because according to Rashi and the Rimigash, so Midraise there is no such principle as Migel after Mishwe. So the whole Indian of Mige to pater him from Mishwe is a Drabono. So that's why the Mishnah has to say, Hameitzi Mitzio. If someone is a Meitzi Mitzio, and the Baal Aveide claims, makes a claim for more, and the Meitzi Mitzio is made a Mitzas, so even though Midraise should be Mechuyev Mishwe, even though he has a Mige, because Migel after Mishwe, Eloyam Ginon, but in the Tikkun Eilon, he is Potter. But according to Rabbi Goyen, so the question is, how do we visualize the case of Meitzi Mitzio lo yishba mitikon eilom, thus implying Midraise is chayv mishwe, but Midrabonon he is potter monefshech. If he has no mige, so then all the Rishonim say if the Meitzi Mitzio has no mige, so then even Midrabonon there is no ktur of tikon eilom if he has no mige at all, and if he has a mige, so he should be put on the right side according to Rabbi Goyen. So if we assume that there is a special takone Ligabi Meitz Mitzio, that even if he has no Migin, even if he has no Migin, so still he's Potter of Yishvue, so then we could understand. But Yerushalmi Gittin says in so many words, suppose Reuven says to Shimon, Hu Yisicho Neitil, Shnei Shvorim Shali, Al Gabi Ho. In other words, Reuven says to Shimon, I saw you as you were standing, as you were standing on top of a mountain, and I was standing in the valley, so I saw that you were handling my two shvorim that I left, that I lost. My two shvorim. And he says, no, I only took away one share. I only picked up one share. So, in such a case, there is no migge, because in the midst, pono bifnei balcheve. So it's a migge dehozing. It's a migge dehozing. If Reuven is staying in time, it's boring. That I saw you picking up my two shvorim, my two oxen, that I was. My two oxen or whatever, or two wallets. And Shimon says, no, I only picked up one share of yours, one wallet of yours. So in such a case, the Yerushalmi Gittin says, there is no halacha of Tikkun Eilam. Because in such a case, why is the Mitzvah Mitzvah different than any other Minyan Mitzvahs? So then the question arises. So the question arises, according to Rabbi Goyen, how can we visualize the Takone of Mitzvah Tikkun Eilam? If he's not in the Mitzvah, so then he's not Hayrish Weir in the Raisa either. So, and if he is in the Mitzvah, and he has a Mitzvah where the Baal Abede is not in time's boy, he doesn't know anything. So if he has a Mitzvah, so he should, according to Rabbi Goyen, he should be Potter of Yishvah in the Raisa. And if he doesn't have a Mitzvah, because the Baal Aveda is staying in Kanis Bori. He says, Hoyisi Shei Bato, Shnei Kisim Shalom, Al Rinsho, Vihu Eime Alo Yibati Alo Kisepo. So the Yerushalmi says in such a case. So of course there is no Mige, because it's Mige de Hose. Like the regular Mige de Mikzas, it's Mige de Hose. But the Yerushalmi says that the Mige Rabbonon is Mechuyev. The Chachon didn't patter him in such a case where the Tevei of the Balavei is still in Tanis Bore. So how can we visualize a case where Midraisei Meitze Mitzio is Chayri Shvue, as in the Mikzas, but Midrabonon should take it over. So the Rashbo, the Chidush HaRashbo in Gittin, I mean, explains that, and that is also the Shikha of the Ramban, except the Rashbo spells it out explicitly in the Chidush HaRashbo in Gittin, that Gemara. So he mentions three different situations. One situation is where the Baal Aveda is not even taking the Tanis Bar. He's not even taking the Tanis Bar. So then there is no Shvue. Let's say the case that Gemara the Babri mentions. Shnei Shvorim Shurim Matzosali. Reuven says to Shimon. So he doesn't know anything. But what does he know? He only knows he lost two oxen that were tied together. That happened a week ago. That's what Reuven knows. All of a sudden, Shimon comes to him and brings him one sheep. So he says to him, now that you bring me one sheep, that's one of the two shvorim I lost. So you must have picked up two shvorim and you are still in one. Where is the other one? So Shimon says, no, I only found one share. So in such a case, the Midrash said there is no Shvue. Because Reuven is not in the Tanis Bore. How does he know that Shimon picked up two Shvorim? Why? Because he abandoned, he left two Shvorim. But tied together, but one share could very well have untied itself from the other share. And then he disappeared. And Shimon is a nice person, and he found other share. So Reuven is not taking time his boy, he doesn't know that Shimon is lying. So in such a case, there is no, without the time his boy, by the way, there is no Jewish way, so we don't have to resort to Tikkun Eilam, because there is no tree. It's a time Shemo by the way. That's one situation. Then, a second situation is where he, Reuben says to Shimon, I saw you as I was standing down in the valley, and I saw you on top of the mountain, so that you picked up two of my shvorim, or two of my wallets. And Shimon says, no, I only picked up one shvorim. I only picked up one wallet. So it's a tiny zbori de vadai. It's a tiny zbori that is not based upon any influences, any deductions, any probabilities. But a tiny zbori, an absolute tiny zbori. Reuben says he saw Shimon picking up two of his shvorim, two of his wallets. So it's not shayach, nothing to argue over. And Shimon denies, he says only one. So in such a case, not only that Midraisa is mechuyev, Ishwe, but even the takone of Tikkun Eilom doesn't apply. The Chachomim did not apply the takone of Tikkun Eilom to such a case, because that's mamish, the exact case of a Meidin Mikzas. What difference does it make whether the Meidin Mikzas is a kind of mitzie or the Meidin Mikzas is a borrower of money? Make any difference? As long as there is absolute time is born on the part of the Teveya, not a probable time is born, but an absolute time is born on the part of the Teveya, he says he saw how Shimon picked up the shvorim. He saw how Shimon was magbia two of kissing, two hours. And Shimon says only one, so then he's highly shvuy, and there is no takanafik. Then there is a third situation, where Midrash says, where Midraise, so he's, the third situation is in the case where Reuben says to Shimon that I saw you on the top of the mountain. I saw you on the top of the mountain that you are handling wallets. You are picking up wallets. I didn't see whether you picked up two wallets or... That I didn't see. Whether you picked up two wallets or one wallet. But I saw that you are picking up my wallets. That I saw. But I didn't see exactly how many wallets you picked up. But I know that I left them, I dropped them. Two wallets that were tied together. And since I saw that you, with my own eyes, that you picked up wallets, so naturally, and kissim is loimintach another. Kissim is loimintach another. So that means you obviously picked up both wallets. And he says, it's true, Shimon says, I picked up just one wallet. I didn't see any other one. So in such a case, so Midrash says Shimon is mechuyev ishwe. Even though Reuben is not telling an absolute time story, because after all, Reuben admits he didn't see how many wallets Shimon picked up. He just saw that he picked up the wallets that at least one wallet of his wallets, and when he dropped them, they were tied together. So it's not an absolute time story. It's not an absolute time story. Why is that an absolute time story? After all, since the Gemara says that kissing we meet the Magode, so it should be that an absolute time story. So they mention the Gemara in Beitzer. Gemara Beitzer, that sometimes it's possible that even two wallets that are tied to each other so become untied. How is it possible, let's say, two wallets are tied to each other, and then people that pass by and they keep on kicking it. So sometimes it becomes untied, but that's a new situation. It's highly unusual, but it's possible. It's not probable that it should be in Tachanadot. But possible it is. There is a possibility. So Mele, since there is a possibility, even though it's highly unusual, it's a new situation, so it's not an absolute time is boring on the part of it. But since in all probability it is a time is boring, it's not an absolute time is boring. But in all probability it is a time is boring, because after all, such things don't usually happen. That is a result of people stepping upon the wallets. So in Mele, the two wallets, the knot, the tied, the two wallets together became untied. It's a remote possibility, but it's possible. Sometimes certain remote things happen. So in Mele, the fact that there is a remote possibility, so in Mele, that means that it's the time is boring is a time is boring, but it's not an absolute time is boring. So, insofar as Midi is concerned, so we cannot say he has a Midi. So, he has a Midi. In other words, and in this case, in other words, and I forgot to mention, in this third situation, so Rubin says, I saw you on top of the mountain, you picked up a wallet. I didn't see exactly how many wallets you picked up. But I saw that you picked up my wallets, and I know that I left two wallets, three wallets, four wallets tied together. So that means you picked up all the wallets. And then, and Shina, I forgot to mention that. So Shina says, it's true, I picked up two wallets. I picked up two wallets, but one wallet I returned to you already. One wallet, I forgot to mention that. So one wallet I returned to you already. And Rubin says, you're lying. You never returned to me. Now is the first time you're returning to me, and only one wallet. And before you didn't return one wallet. So even though now this timing, now suppose the timing would have been I picked up only. The timing would have been I picked up only one wallet. And Rubin would say, no. I deduce from what I saw that you must have picked up two wallets, because this is a mitzvah. Then it would have been a timeless body. It would have been a timeless body, but not an absolute timeless body. Some melee, in the case where Shimon is made that he picked up two wallets, but he claims, he returned one wallet. And the woman says, no, you didn't return one wallet. So he's Chayvish. Why? Because he cannot say he had a Midi. He could have said, I've only picked up one wallet, and even though you left on the mountain, you lost two wallets tied together, but sometimes it's mitzvah by people stepping upon it. So that's what happened, because that's not immediate, because it requires a lot of chutzpah for Shimon to say to Reuven, the thing that happens once in 2 years happened now, because it's a mitzvah. So Mele, it's a Midi Gehosi. So Mele Midi Reise is Mechuyah Vishwoy. But since certain people feel that they are extra nice in not timing something that the person didn't observe that it wasn't so, as in, for example, in this case, if Shimon says, I did pick up the two wallets, but he could have timed it, I only picked up one wallet. Even though, from the point of view of probability, this is very remote. So maybe it's a migdos. But many people think, since they could have timed it, that the other person couldn't be 100%, couldn't be absolutely sure that he's lying,
that is being misleading. So the Meile, the Takonis Chachomim of Mitzvah Na'ilo applies to such a case. That's what the Rashba says. In other words, when do we have to resolve that the Meitzi Mitzion, Midraise is Mechuyev Ishwe, and Midrabonon, he is Potter of Ishwe, Mitzvah Na'ilo, because if he'll be Chayev Ishwe, so then that might repel certain, deter certain people from returning Avedis, he'll say, look, the way I'm treated, I'm such a nice person. I am matriarch myself, and I take and I look for the fire, and I look for the fire, for the owner, for the Baal Aved, and then when I return to it, and when the Baal Aved tells me, I saw you picking up my wallet. I didn't see how many, but I understand that you must have picked up two wallets. So I could have said to him, I only picked up one wallet. And he couldn't be sure that I'm lying, but I'm such a nice person, I admitted it. But I say, I returned it to you. And then Bezin tells me to swear, who has to return Avedis? Who has to be so good natured? So the melee, under such circumstances, the Chachomim said, that lo yishvam tevikneo. So in other words, so what's the case where Midraise would have made Mitzion, would have to take Yeshua, but Midrabonon, he doesn't have to take Yeshua. So if it's a case where the Baal Aveido is tiny, tiny, boring, I saw you picking up two wallets, and then the Mitzion would say, I did pick up two wallets, but one wallet I returned to you, and now is the other wallet, and the Baal Aveido says, no, I didn't return to you. So in such a case, so there is no Mige, because he's staying an absolute time is boring, and there is no Mige, so he has to swear, and even the Takonis Chachomim Netikin Eilam doesn't apply. Because then it's mamish, the regular amidah mimiktas. That's one situation. The other situation is where he, let's say, Rubin says to Shimon, you found two avedes. I mean, you found two wallets. Now, I mean, contrary, Rubin doesn't know. Rubin didn't see anything. But then Shimon returns one kiss, and Rubin knows that he lost two kisses that were tied to each other. And then so Rubin says, where is the other kiss? And he says, I only found one kiss. So in such a case, so Midraise is potter, because it's a mige, because it says a real mige. Then, when does the takone of Tikkun Eilam apply to a case where Rubin says to Shimon, I saw you picking up wallets, and I on the mountain, and I know that I lost two wallets that are tied to each other on the same mountain. So where is the other keys? And Shimon says, true, I picked up two wallets the way you say, but a week ago I returned to you one wallet. And the woman says, no, you did not return to me. So in such a case, Midraise, it's not considered as a need. Why? Because it's a need of the host. Even though he could have said, I only picked up one wallet, and even though you lost two wallets that were tied to each other, but sometimes one becomes untied. So this is what happened. No, so Midraise will not say he has a nigi. Why? Because that requires a lot of chutzpah. Because usually such things don't happen, such contingencies don't happen. It happens once in a year, once in 2 years. So maybe it requires a lot of chutzpah for Shimon to tell Rubin that he picked up only one wallet, because by itself it became entitled, even though sometimes it happens, but it's highly unusual. So Midraise is mechuyev to swear. such a case, the Chachamim are misaking the different. All
right. So these are the three situations. All right. Now, we went over yesterday these cases. The cases, now again, so let's go over again the cases. If you mount what they are meaning is time in Mishbah, a few Rabbon and Rabshim will die as a time recall, Koboya Rabbe Shatim. If you mount what they are, the mind of heaven will show you the Migi the Boy Kotrak, or you have the Hoch and the Amino Migi, Shani the Eze Migi, the Inodom, May is Licht, the Apple can be sure that you are in the Kanak, much be this Shwe Sesses, we should have Zokin on the Yonki Yishlei, Upo Echad, Rabbe Hazokin on the Mace for the Dal Hebei, Shani Shamu 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 Alme bekeifir, bechei namo odameis lichbeir, odameis lichbeir. Die Aschle mich muss damit, ich muss das. Wie komm, 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 wie aber wenn wir vor uns die Rabe aus dem Frisch, die Mauern wird er, mit dem Pixas und die Brake, der Husbschat ist der, der Remigas-Schat, wie ich Ihnen sage. Because the Remigas Shite is the middle after the Mishwe Ram Yilon. So why does Rabbi say that now what they omen is the Tani Yishba? He doesn't mean if now what they omen is Tani Yishba, let him be Nemo with the Mig of Kibrako. Because we don't say Migel after the Mishwe. But according to Remigas, Rabbi is asking the Kashi, the Shaila, the Mao, what they omen is the Tani Yishba, with the Mixas yes, and Kibrako not. Why is it in the Mixas less Nemo than the Kibrako? So the Rabbi says, you know, the main spot of the Bachelor. So there is a Yehoche. There is a Yehoche that the Kifar Hakel is telling the truth. I mean, it's not a Yehoche anymore, but there is a Yehoche. Ktsasim. There is a substantial. A prima facie Yehoche. A substantial Yehoche. It's not a Yehoche anymore. But it's a prima facie Yehoche. So the male, so that prima facie Yehoche is enough. To that he should be Nemon without the Shvuah. So this is what Rabbi is saying. Because Chazokin of the May is Pono before Baalchim. So he says, no, we cannot explain that way. I'm not even before the Rabbi also before the Maon Gotteo. May you make us in Kibarak? Become a Chazokin of the May. We can't make a Kishi Kibarak. Then came, so then it will follow that the only reason is why Kibarak is Nemon without the Shvuah. With Rabbi said. Because of the Yehoche, the prima facie Yehoche, that he's telling the truth. Because one requires a lot of chutzpah, unusual chutzpah, to be keeping in his face. So then it should follow, but suppose where a person is psychologically feels uninhibited in denying everything, then he should not be Nemon. He should not be Nemon without the Shmuel. Din ki mimokim shiochel ho'iz, where he psychologically feels uninhibited in denying everything. So then, there is no Yehoche, that he's telling the truth, so then he should not be Nemon without the Shmuel. Afil kehag v'chay, hu v'isom v'chamdun v'nifche, v'rabonon, v'b'nei meiz, hu poter afmini mitzas, Avnei mitzvahs ataine, mishum yemeishel vaveide, migi de boi yikom rako. Why? Because by Bnei, it's easy for him to be kibarak. It's easy for him. Psychologically easy. But, monefshech, so what kind of migi does he have? According to the Rinigash. If it's psychologically easy for him to be kibarak, so then even if he would be kibarak, he would have to swear. So how can it be potter of Ishwuye when he's a meeting mixas? Because he had a Nike Ikibrako. If he had a Nike, since this time is a psychologically easy time, he feels psychologically uninhibited in being Ikibrako. So Mimele, he would have to swear even if he had been Ikibrako. So Mimele, he has no Nike when he's a meeting mixas. So that seems to be a very strong kashi against the Rinigash. Now I think that we can answer this kashi. Discussion by Tisvis against the Rinigash. Because this aloha
When the Rabbi says, mit dem Amr Teo, mit dem Mr. Tani Nishba, Chazoken und Reis Molle und noch ein Day. So, why?
So the Shai is, how is it when you mix us in Latin? And if a hat is Yemamon without the Shwe? So Rabbi says, because by Kifar Hakel, there is a tzasek of it. It means it's Beogomo, because why? I mean, it's like the same kind of undere, like him on Perea Bissers Mane. Even the Perea Bissers Mane is a real undere. But here, all right, unfortunately, there are many people who have a lot of chutzpah, unbelievable chutzpah. So we cannot say that it's a Beogomo. But, in other words, it is a tzasek of it. It is enough of a choche to give the Murzek Nemones and not to impose Yishvu upon it. But it's not a Yogomo. It's Iksasechor. It's Iksasechor. So the Mele, maybe the Mixas were the reason given that prima facie evidence that he's telling the truth. So the Mele, the Torah didn't believe him without Yishvu. So the Torah believed him only if he takes an oath. But Kifar Hakel, there is a prima facie evidence, a tzase choche, that is telling the truth. So the mele, the mule, the Kifar Hakel, the mitzvah, has the monets, and he's time. Because his time, the time of the mitzvah, is collaborated by this prima facie hoicho. But it's not a biogon. Now, so, when the Chachamim say that Badnei, so he has a nigi. When Rubin says to Shimon, Mono lo vicho biyod v'achalti pras. In other words, I borrowed from you, Father Yaakov. Rubin says to Shimon, I borrowed from you, Father Yaakov, $100 and $50 I paid. And $50 I paid. So the Chachamim say, and what does Shimon say? No. You didn't pay because my father told me, oh, I heard before the petition of my father how you were made it to my father that you didn't pay any part of the debt. Whatever, I mean, that depends on Machlikas, the Ramoyer, and Ramah. So, in such a case, the Chachamim say, Eini El Kemish Vavide. Why? Because he has a Migay. And what's the Migay? The Migay is because it's not a Migay Dehozi. Why? Because B'nei Meis. So B'nei Meis. So even though the Shimon says, I heard my father my father told me before he passed away that you didn't pay up any part of the debt of the $100 and that you still owe him all the $100, but still, the Rubei, without great Hose, it was easy for Rubei, psychologically, to say to Shimon, all right, your father told you, because your father, before he passed away, so he was not fully alert. So that's why he told you, but your father made a mistake. In other words, it doesn't require a lot of chutzpah to tell on the part of Rubei to tell Shimon, true, your father told you, but after all, that was close to his death, so he was not fully alert. So he made a mistake. So it doesn't mean. So the question is, but according to the Riviga Shite, so even if he had been a Kifar Hakel, he should be chayav Yishuv. The answer is, all this of Hose and not Hose, it's on a relative scale. In other words, to tell Shimon that I paid up the whole debt. So B'nei Meis. So that means that B'nei doesn't require that degree of Hose that is required by both. But it doesn't mean
that without Jose, it was easy for Reuven to tell Shimon, well, I mean, I paid up, I borrowed from your father Yaakov $100, but I paid up the whole $100. That also requires us. So why would the Chachamim say, that B'nei Yismeis, that means, in other words, how does Tesis explain the Gemara in the Ma'am Matir Amiribis and Tani Mishma? Chazok in Oli Mishpon and Lachik. V'hai v'chule boi v'ichper. V'hai v'kofarim sheni Oli Mishpon. So how does Tesis explain it? Tesis explain it, that what is the second kashi raised by Rabbi? Monepshach. If we say that he has no me, why? Because it's Migid Hoze, because it's not easy for Shimon to be a Kivan Hakel. So why do we say that the Mixas has to swear? Why? Because we are afraid maybe he's lying. After all, it's not easy. So it's not easy. So if you do make him swear, the Torah requires him to swear, that means we are hating him that he's a big chotzer. He has chotzer. Manushah, if he is a big chotzer, to the extent of denying the whole debt because of flesh. That requires more chutzpah than denying part of the debt. But denying part of the debt, even under circumstances of flesh, also requires chutzpah. A person without Jose wouldn't deny even $50. That also requires chutzpah. But it requires more chutzpah to deny the whole debt than the degree of chutzpah that is required to deny part of it. So the male, we cannot say he has a migi, because what migi means, he's a fine person, he's a scrupulous person, he wouldn't lie. No, maybe he would lie. He would lie. So why didn't he say he better lie? He would gain more, he wouldn't have to pay even $50. The answer is, he doesn't possess that degree of chutzpah, but he possesses a lesser degree of chutzpah. So in other words, in order to determine as to whether he has a migi or not, so we have to consider it from a relative scale. It doesn't mean migi de hoze. So in other words, if the potential timer requires hoze, and the actual timer doesn't require hoze, so then So then he is no meaning. Even if both times require Hase, but if the potential time requires a higher degree of Hase than the actual time requires only a lower degree of Hase, so it's also Migid Hase. But Hase it requires. So Mimele, when the Gemara says, when the Chachamim say that boy who made the maize, I will be made maize, so it doesn't mean that in order to be tainy tiny by Bnoi, by in order to be tainy tiny by Bnoi, so that doesn't require Hose altogether. That also requires Hose. That also requires Hose. But by boy, by the same person, by the same person, so then the denial of the whole thing requires much more Hose than the denial of power. Mashenke by Ovi, by Bnei. So then, of course, it requires Hose. Even by Bnei requires Hose. Without Hose, a person wouldn't say, after all, even according to the Balamoyas, according to the Ramban, that Bnei Meis, so it means that the time by Yaakov's son, by Shimon, is I heard how you, half an hour before my father passed away, how you admitted to my father that you didn't pay up even one penny of the meiosus. So of course, to deny that, for Reuven, to deny that requires a great deal of us, because after all, he's Makabe Shikre. But even according to the Balamoya, the Balamoya says that when we say Bibnei Meitz, it doesn't mean the time. The time where Shimon is staying, I heard you being made to my father half an hour before my father's tire, that you didn't pay any part of the debt. But it means Bibnei Meitz, when Shimon says to Reuven, my father told me half an hour before the p'tire that you didn't pay money. So there it's maize. Why it's maize? Because after all, he can say, your father told you, fine, your father told you, but you know it was half an hour before his death. So he was not fully alert. So we could say, that doesn't require any order at all. So even according to Amoyas Pshat, that the time is borrowed by the son is based upon what he heard from his father, even that requires of it. Because everybody knows that his son does not attribute any lack of credibility to a father, even when he's half an hour before his death. So mainly, it requires a great deal of Hose on the part of Reuven to tell Shimon, I paid up the whole Meiosus to your father before your father died. When he knows that the father told his son half an hour before his death that Reuven didn't pay up at all. So it still requires a great deal of us. But it's a question, or it's on a relative scale. So in respect to boy, there is a difference in the degree of Hose that is required. In respect to boy, so then a greater degree of Hose is required. A greater degree of Hose is required by Reuven to deny the whole debt, and even under pressure, then the degree of Hose that is required in order to deny part of it. In order to deny part of it. So Mimele, it's no me. Mashenke, vis-a-vis Bnei. So true that it requires Hose. It requires Hose to deny the whole debt. It requires Hose to deny the whole debt. Because of that, so by Bnoi Kivahako is Potter of Ishwoy, according to the Midrash. Why is by Bnoi Kivahako Potter of Ishwoy? Because we cannot say, Eino the means Potter of the Bnei Balchevi. Because he's part of Shwe, because we do say, Eino Dome is part of the Flea Bal Chayvi. So the Mele, if the Bnoi, let's say in the case, where Reuven says to Shimon, I bowed from your father Yaakov over $100, and then I paid it up completely. And Shimon says to Reuven, no, my father told me. My father told me, all that, I mean, it's better to mention it this way, that Shimon is the one who initiates the timing. He initiates the fear. Shimon says to Reuven, you, Reuven, you bowed from my father Yaakov a month before my father's tira, $100. And my father told me a few moments before his tira that you didn't pay up the $100. So Reuven says, it's true, I bowed from your father $100, but an hour before his tira, so I came to your father and I paid him up the whole $100. He's a giver. That requirement. So we say Bibnei Meis. Bibnei is Meis. So what does it mean Bibnei Meis? So if Bibnei Meis would mean that it doesn't, that one is psychological, it's easy psychological to be a kivarakal Bibnei, so then a kivarakal should be Mechoyeveshwe according to the Midrash. Because there is no Yechoche that his time is a time of Emes. Because maybe Cheker. But why do you say it? Because it's easy to have that, to deny the whole thing, to deny the whole thing. Because after all, Shimon does not know whether he's telling the truth or not. He knows that he's not telling the truth, Reuven. But Shimon doesn't know. What does Shimon know? Shimon only knows that his father told him. But he didn't see it. So Mele is psychologically easy. It's psychologically absolutely easy for him to deny the whole debt. So then Shimon would be Mechuyev Bishwe, according to Rabbi Midrash, even though he's a Kibra. But it doesn't mean Bibnei Meis, that one, it's easy for a person, Bibnei, to have the Hosek, to deny the whole debt. What it means, Bibnei Meis, that Bibnei, there is no difference in the degree of chutzpah that is required in order to deny. Deny the whole debt or to deny part of it. In other words, the same degree of hozek that is required in order by the Bnei to deny the whole debt is required in order to deny part of it. By boy, there is a relative difference in the degree of chutzpah that is required. By boy, so much more chutzpah is required to deny the whole debt than it is to deny part of it. Masha'in came in regard of Noi, so without chutzpah, you wouldn't deny. Without chutzpah, you wouldn't deny the whole debt, and you wouldn't deny part of the debt by Noi. But with chutzpah, the same degree of chutzpah that is necessary in order to deny part of the debt is necessary in order to deny the whole. So in the middle, there is no kasha here for the migash. The migash shita is that the reason as to why a kifar hakel is never without a shvuah is because it will be part of the chachidah, because a person is psychologically inhibited. Even a dishonest person is psychologically inhibited in denying. So Mimele, even by Bnoi psychologically feels inhibited in denying. And still, so Mimele, if the Ben, if Shimon says, if Reuven, not the Ben, the other one, the Teveya from the Ben, if Reuven, if Shimon, the Nitva, so says to Reuven, if Shimon says to Reuven, my father lent you 100 zoos and he told me half an hour before his death that you didn't pay up the whole debt, and then Reuven says to answers him, it's true that your father lent me a month before his tira $100, but
And now, before his pire, I paid him off the whole 100 Jews. He's a Kibrakel, woman is a Kibrakel, so he's psychologically inhibited in saying that. Because after all, he knows what kind of an impression he'll make upon Shimon. He knows that Shimon will say, well, he's a dishonest person, an unscrupulous person. What does he think? My father is unscrupulous as he is. My father told me that he didn't pay a penny, and he tells me he paid an hour. He's a liar. So it requires a great deal of chutzpah on the part of Reuven to present such a time. So Mimele, since it requires a great deal of chutzpah on the part of Reuven to make such a time, when Reuven knows that this will negatively impress Shimon, who has all the confidence in his father's integrity, according to Rabban Shimon, that the Bnei Meis means the, when Shimon says, I saw you myself, I heard you myself, half an hour before my father's tire, you were made to my father, so certainly it will make a negative impression. But even according to Malamoyashi, Reuven still knows that this kind of a time will negatively impress Shimon. So the male, he's psychologically inhibited, if it's a lie. So he's psychologically inhibited in presenting the time. So the male, we say there is a prima facie Raye, that he's telling the truth, because if he wouldn't be telling the truth, it would be psychologically difficult for him to say such a lie. So that's why if Reuven is a Kibbutz Hakel, so then Reuven is Nemon without the Shmuya, because there is the Yehoche of a Yilameis, because that also requires a great deal of chutzpah. But then this discussion is against the Renigash. So what if Shach, why would the Chachomim say that if Reuven is made of a mixas, and he says, 50 I returned half an hour before the father's tirei, and 50 I still owe, so then he's a Meshiva Beide, because the same degree of chutzpah that is required for Reuven to deny the whole thing is required for Reuven to deny part of the debt. So the male, if Reuven denies part of the debt, so then there is a mige. The mige is because Molefshah, if he's a liar, so it would have been just as easy and just as hard to deny the whole debt than to deny part of it. So that's why he's a Mishlavede. But not he does. So when the Gemara says Bibnei Meis, according to the Migash, it doesn't mean Bibnei Meis that a person is psychologically uninhibited to deny the whole debt to the son. No, he is psychologically inhibited in denying all that, but he is equally inhibited in denying part of the debt. So Mimele, there is a mige. When do we say that there is no mige? If the potential time requires much more chutzpah than the actual time. But if both times require a great deal of chutzpah, and the actual time requires the same degree of chutzpah, the same degree of chutzpah as the potential time, then there is mige. That's the shite of the Riddim. Right now, Vinteva, Umnon di Kifer Hakel Poter. How do we know that the Kibbutz Hakel is poter? We like to remain on with Yitzchak Kol the Chayim Shvui Bidech. Michlal the Kibbutz Hakel poter. To Yitzchak Leich Hashem Yid Him Shekon Aflei. Vihu Eine Yedeya. Vihu Eine Yedeya. So this is the Kashe. How do we know? So according to the Migash. So there's no Kashe. Because this is what Rabbi say. Because Kibbutz Hakel is poter because there is a Yehoche in the maids. So it's a Raya that Kushtekoma. But Tensis is Chelik on the Rimigash.
And so Teisa says, no, when Rabbi says, Nidmal Motero Meir Misrael Yishba, Rabbi doesn't mean, Nidmal Motero Meir Misrael Taini Yishba, and give Rabbi not Yishba. But Nidmal Motero Meir Taini Yishba, let him be believed with the media of give Rabbi. So Rabbi says, no, it's a media of But, so how do we know that Kibahatl is Potter of Ishmael? So you see. Bilei Kilimema, mi Yitzrich kol lechai Ishmael Yidach, mi chlau li Kibahatl Potter, to Yitzrich, lehei cheshe yidim shigon atrei, vihu en yideya. And we couldn't say that we can deduce from the fact that the Torah has it special to the Zakosu. We don't call me the Chod Bish, we call of him Chol Chavos. So the Drosha of Chazal is, we call of him Chol Chavos, who did he come? Abo Bish, we come. What does it mean? There is it to the Zakosu, that if, let's say, that if Ruvain claims $1,000 from Shimon, Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you a month ago $1,000, and Shimon says, no, I don't owe you anything, I bought down. And then Levin, the Chod says, that he saw how Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, so that peasant tells Shimon, either you pay $1,000, you don't want to pay $1,000, you have to take a shvuah and contradict the Agode of Idah. So, that's Nikras HaKosu. So that means only because Levi testifies that Reuven lent Shimon $1,000. But if Levi had not testified that Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and Shimon would say, no, Ladam, then Shimon wouldn't have to pay. So it's, and wouldn't have to swear. Nothing. So we see, so here we have it in the Sakosu, that the Kibrahakl is Nemon without Ishwe. Because if the Kibrahakl wouldn't be Nemon without Ishwe, but only with Ishwe, so why does the Torah have to tell us that? Why does the Torah have to tell us if an Idecho testifies, then he has to take Ishwe? Even if the Idecho doesn't testify, he has to take Ishwe. So here we have it in the Sakosu, that if an Idecho doesn't testify, so the Kibrahakl is Nemon without Ishwe. So then he says, no, we cannot say that. Because the Yitzchak Lahim Chashim Yidim Shimon Afrei Vuhu Nidia. Now, obviously, yesterday, I mean, last time, I mean, on Wednesday, when we went over the Pesach, and it was late, so we didn't. I didn't spend any time discussing it at great length. So Pesach says, no, we cannot deduce that in the Gzeras HaKosuv of Idechot there is also implicit in Gzeras HaKosuv that Kefer Hakel is Nemon without Ishwe, because if Kefer Hakel wouldn't be Nemon without Ishwe, why does the Torah have to mention the fact that he has to swear because of Dagod HaDechot, if without Dagod HaDechot? No, you could say, do you know when the Torah tells us that because of Dagod HaDechot, Shimon has to swear that he does not owe him in the case where Reuven is staying in Tanisham. And when Reuven says to Shimon, you know, lately I haven't been well, and I forget many things, but I have a faint impression that I lent you a month ago $1,000. I'm not sure. Maybe I made a mistake. I make many mistakes. But I have a very vague impression. Perhaps I lent you a month ago $1,000. $1,000. And then Shimon says, Ladam, I didn't borrow a penny from you. And then Levi Idechot comes to Bezdin and says, he saw how Reuven lent a month ago $1,000 to Shimon. So Memele, if not for that good of Idechot, he certainly couldn't collect. I mean, he's staying in Yedea. The Teveya is staying in Yedea. Maybe. And Shimon is staying boy. And Shimon is staying boy. So how could he be mechuyev ishwe? I mean, by the mixas in such a case, there would be a chiyuv shwe either. Only when the teveya is staying in his body, not if the teveya is staying in his shemo. So then, and the mitzvah is made in mixas, so the mitzvah does not have to take ishwe. So the Mele, so in such a case, the Torah says, in view of the fact that Levi is an Idechor, and he testifies that he saw how Reuven lent a month ago $1,000 to Shimon, so the Mele, Shimon, who is staying in Tanis Bori, the Nitva, who is staying in the Bori, he stole, either you take Yeshua that you put now, or you pay. So Tese say, so the Mele, there is no raya from the posik of Idechor, that a kibachakel without the dechot is nemon without it. Now here we see a big chiddush in this case. So here he takes and says that an dechot can be highly shvuye even when the tebeya is staying in tanishan. And at that point there is a machlekes. The Rambam doesn't discuss it, but the Magen Mishneh in Perdimu Milchastein Ritten mentions a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashbo and this day. Pergimel Milcha Estein Liti Haloche Bo Heidol Vedach Afu Mikofar Elo Prut Hareze Nishba Shekol Mi Sheshnai Mechai Mene Simomei Echod Mechai Mene Shmur Echod Mechai Mene Shmur. So he says Vinech Lukin Magnishna says Vinech Lukin Am Foshi Im Eidechod Mechai Mene Shmur Bikai Nishan. So what does Teisa say? That he is. Teisa says, how can we deduce from the Xerza Kosov of Idechot Mechayiv Shvuye that the Kibrahako is not allowed to Shvuye? Because otherwise, why is it necessary for the Torah to mention the Xerza Kosov? So he says, no, maybe it was necessary for the Torah to mention the Xerza Kosov in the case where the Tevea is staying in Tan Shemo. So here he takes and says in so many words that even when the Tevea is staying in Tan Shemo, so still, if Idechot is Mechayiv, if Idechot testifies, So he's mechayiv b'shvuye, the nitva. So the Rambam neitel idasa mechayiv, v'idasa rashbozal ki divrei hapeitu, v'mishvuye sapeo. V'af al pi she'omru shekom bokim sheshnayim mechayiv b'yisimomei, echad mechayiv b'shvuye, einei klal gomo, v'lo nizboyo ze v'dim rabbein. Says the Rambam does discuss. So we see that Teisa Shite is in accord with Rambam, not Strasbosh. Yes. I mean, this is Tesis, so we see that Tesis agrees with the Shita of the Ramban, not with the Shita of Rashba. But I would like to explain what's the machlokes between Tesis and Rashba, the Ramban and Tesis on one hand, and the Rashba on the other. In respect to Midin Mixas, so it goes without saying that the Midin Mixas is not highly shwe, unless the Tebeya is staying in Tanis Bor. But if the Tebeya is staying in Tanis Shemor, then there is no Chirish way. That's a Gemara Mefreshes. That there is no Shaila. There is also, everybody admits that there is one Shwe in a Torah, that one is Mechuye, even on the basis of Tanis Shemor. That's Shwe Sashomer. Shwe Sashomer is always Tanis Shemor. Reuven was Meiseir, a behemoth to Shimon, and then Shimon is staying in Nemzor, or Nevdor, it's in case of Shimon. So he has to swear. Does Reuven take his times both? How does Reuven know? So it's especially Zerza Kosov. So in times, in Shvus HaShomri, so there is a special Zerza Kosov that is higher even on the basis of Tanya Shem. Even on the basis of Tanya Shem. But when the Mikzas, if the Tebeya is staying in Tanya Shem, so Kamu Gemores, that the Mikzas is part of the Shvuye. But by Shomrim, there is a special Zerza Kosov. So, if you look, the Rashbo is right, not the Ramban, he says, why should the Nidechot be Mechayev Yishvuye? Why should the Nidechot be Mechayev Yishvuye, the Mitva, even if the Tevea is in the Tanishan? Make a taste, just because we find by Shvuye Shomrim, so by Shvuye Shomrim, there is a special halacha by Shvuye Shomrim. Because Shvuye Shomrim is always Tanishan. Because the Bible never knows how it got lost, where the Bein is, or Bipshie. I mean, how it got lost. So there we have a special halacha. But by Midin Mikzas and Tanishan, there is no Chishvuye. Why? So that's the reason why the Rashbo says, that the that is put up in case the way I think Tanshemo, so then even though the Dacho testifies that the Tveya, that the Tveya owes the Tveya Hamizu, so it's still put on Shvur, because there is no Shvur B'tan Shemo, only in the case of Shomer. As a matter of fact, in regard to Shomer, it has to do with our union also, of in Shvur Likot. There is a Machlek in the Rambam in the Raya. Rambam in Perek Beis Nilchas Chiras. I'm just mentioning that machlekes between the Rambam and the Raya to point out the general principle is that there is no chiyuv shvuye on the basis of Tanya Shema. On the basis of Tanya Shema, even though by Shomri, there is a Shwe by Shomri, so the answer is by Shomri there is a special Zerzakos. But the Rambam Shite appears to be that the reason as to why by Shomri, so by Shomri there is a Chiyuv Shwe of Shomri, even without the Tanis Bori, by the Byron, because by Shomri the Chiyuv Shwe of Shomri does not require Tanya altogether. But where it is based upon Tanya, then Tanya Shemu is not Tanya. But by Shomrim, the Chiyuv Shvui is not based upon Tanya. But wherever it's based upon Tanya, the Rambam Shite is, there couldn't be a Chiyuv Shvui without the Tanya's Bori. Because Tanya Shemu is no Tanya. Now, the Rambam says that there is based on the Chiyuv Shvui, as I am. Koton Shehivki B'yad Godeh. O Yishirei Harizeh HaGodeh O Nishba Shvui Es HaShomrim Nikot. If a cotton is the buyer and he was mesay or something to a godel, or he lent a chifetz to a godel, so the godel is nishba shvur es hashomer mikot. Hilo rabbi say she'in ze nishba b'taynes hakotton, kidi she'neima e nishboi lo taynes kotton, she'kol hashemrim shvuoson shvua shemoi. So he says, now so, Hilo Rabbeisa, that's the Rimigash and the Rabbalkis, that they were bothered by Kashi. How can we say that Kodom Shehiv Kibi Yala God? So the God, the Shemir, is Nishba to the Bible in the cotton, but in Nishboi in Altanis cotton, that's a Nishinish where it is. In Nishboi in Altanis cotton. So the Rimigash and Rabbalkis say, when does the Mishnah say, English boy now can escort me, let's say, regarding the Mikzas, where the Chiyuv Shvui of the Mikzas is based upon the Tanya of the Tevea. Without the Tanya by the Tevea, so the Mele, there is no Chiyuv Shvui of the Mikzas. So the Mele, if the Tevea is a cotton Tanya is no Tanya. So Tanya is like it. And since Tanya is the foundation for the Chiyuv Shvui, because without the Tanya, in other words, the Shvuye, the Chiyuv Shvuye is predicated upon the time by the Tevea. So the Mele by the Mikzas, if Ruben is a cop and he says to Shimon, I lent you $100, and then Shimon says, yes, you lent me $100, but I paid 50, so then that English boy now comes cop. So Shimon is not the Chuyav Shvui. So over there, we say the Mishnah says the Shvui is the Bertan Shvotin, because the Chuyav Shvui of the Mitzvahs is predicated upon the time of the Tevea. So the time of the Kotten, no matter how intelligent he is not considered the time. Masha'inki by Shomrim. So if Ruvini Kotten was Meisir Chayetz to Shimon Godel, and then Shimon says Nemsu, Nevdo, whatever, Tanya of Shomrim, so then Shimon has to swear. So the Vindigash and Rabbi say, but in Ishboy Notan is Kotlin, the answer is, here, Shmuel HaShomrim is not predicated upon Tanya.
So, Hilul Abisai Shein Zen Nishba Betan Sakotin, Kini Shenei Mare Nishboi Nautan Skotin, Shekom Ashomim, Shmuoson Shua Shemo. So, the Rayot is Masik. Omer Avro, in other words, he's Masik and the Psak of the Rabbeis of the Rambam. He says, my Rabbeis of Wachilik and the Rabbeis of the Rambam. Omer Avro, vi Rabbeisai Hiru, van Maskim in Noel, Shein Nishba Klau, Vafuhes. In other words, he is chilek on this bit of the Rambam, which is the shite of the Rabalfes and the Rinigash. The shite of the Rabalfes, the Rinigash, and the Rambam is that Kotin Shivki via the Godu, so then the Godu is Nishba to the God. But then the Kasha arises. Why is it different than the Rinigtsas? So we see the Mishnah said Mishwe, say Nishba, oi, not Tanis Kotin. So the Rambam says, in the name of the Rinigash and the Rabalfes, and he agrees with that Tzvore, that here we cannot apply the aloha of the Nishboi Al Tanis Kotlin. The aloha of the Nishboi Al Tanis Kotlin applies only to the Midin Mitzas, where the Chiyuv Shvi of Midin Mitzas is predicated upon the time of the Kleya. Mashenkin Shomrin, so the Chiyuv Shvi of Shomrin is not predicated upon time. So by the Mitzas where it's predicated upon time, so he got the time is no time. Mashenkin, by Shomrin it's not based upon time. Two ikotnes time is no time. By shomrim we don't need time. By shomrim we don't need time. Vohraye, that by shomrim, the usual case, the Bible doesn't even know. He never knows whether it's menso or not menso. Alright. So my Avraham, the Rabbi Yisrael, van Weber, van Yimaskin, shem nishba klal, that the God of Shemer is not nishba to a Bible ikotnes. Vafil Hesses, she is in a Scotty Club. So, in other words, so one time of the Raive is what Tinsa says. What Tinsa says. The Matino Nosnuk is a Cotton with Dobby Shigot, she is three in Sine, she will be gathered. So, in other words, we are reminded. So, in other words, if we bind the Cotton, so the whole thing of Shmire are good. That's one time. That's like Tinsa stuff. And then he says, ויועיד, על ודאי שלא יהיה נשבועים, על סופי שלא יהיה נשבועים. נראה, with the Mishnah says, לא יגע במידי במקסס, אין נשבועים אותה נסות. נראה, if the cotton, if whom the cotton said to Shimon the Godel, I lent you a month ago $100, and you didn't pay me. And Shimon the Godel says to whom the cotton, yes, you lent me a month ago $100, but 2 weeks ago I paid out $50. I only owe you $50. So then Shimon has to pay $50 to the cotton, and he doesn't have to swear on the other $50. So, other $50. So, why? Because the tiny by a cotton, even the tiny boy of the cotton, is not considered to be a tiny. So Allah has come with Hamo, the tiny by the binding of the Shemer, which is the tiny Shemo, certainly should be tiny. Al Vadai, Shaloyin Ishboyin, Al Sofik Shaloyin Ishboyin. So what we see from the Rambam and Raivet? The Rambam and Raivet are Mechulik. We know that Shwes HaShomrim, it takes effect, even though the binding is not tiny, tiny boy. So the Rambam Shiti is the reason why the Shemer is Mechuyim Shwe HaShomrim to swear and then so need to have an Evdo, Mesa Machas Locha, whatever the Shwe of the Shomrim is. So, because the Shwe HaShomrim is not predicated upon Taino. But had it been predicated upon Taino, Taino Shemo couldn't have a Chalim Shem Taino. And the Rambam Shiti is not. That Shwe HaShomrim is also predicated upon Taino. But by Shwe HaShomrim, the Alochim is that Taini Shemo is also a time. Taini Shemo is also a time. So in other words, so we have here in Machlekes between the Rambam and the Raya. The Raya Chiti is that Taini Shemo is also a time. And that's the Xerazakos by Shwesa Shomrim, that in Taini Shemo is a time. Taini Shemo is a time. So only Xerazakos by Shomrim. According to the Rambam, no. Even by Shomrim, Taini Shemo is no time, but the reason is why? By Shomrim. So the Shomrim is highly Shwe, even though the Bible is staying Taini Shemo, because Shwe Shomrim is not based upon time, it's not predicated upon time. Anyway, so according to the Rambam, so if it's Taini Shemo, so it's not even time. And the reason is why? By Shomrim. By Shomrim. So he's the Shomrim is highly Shwe, because it's not predicated upon time.
But when it is predicated upon Taine, then Taine Shemo is no Taine. And even according to the Ayurved, the Taine Shemo is also a Taine. So because of his special Zerusakosu, I show me. But by Yechod, we don't have a Zerusakosu. So why does the Ramban and why does Teisves say here in Suez that even when the Teveya is Taine Shemo, and even Yechod testifies that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvain, and Ruvain says he doesn't know. So the halacha is that Shimon has his mechuyev to take his shvuah, but how can there be a chiyuv shvuah without Taine? And Taine Shemo is no Taine according to the Rambam, and according to the Raile, Taine Shemo is a Taine, so only by Shomrim is a Taine. But because of his special Dersakosum, otherwise Taine Shemo is no Taine. So why does the Ramban and Tinsa say that even in the Teveya is taking Taine Shemo, but if Nitzacho testifies that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvain, so Shimon is the way of Shwe. So the Pshati is now that. That can be seen from the Sugging of Mitzie. In the Aloche, the Sugi of Idam Sayyam, the Hypothesis Shwe or not. So we see that the Ramban Shite, and that's the Ramban Shite in Mitzie, that there is a basic distinction between the Chiyuv Shvuyah of Midin Mikzas and the Chiyuv Shvuyah of Idah. Chiyuv Shvuyah of Midin Mikzas means that Midin Mikzas is Chayav Shvuyah. Idechot, it doesn't mean that an Idechot is in Chayav Shvuyah. What Mikzas HaKosuf is, Uyokum Idechot B'yish V'cholobin U'cholchatos. V'cholobin U'cholchatos U'vimikom. Avukomu Mishvuyah. So the Xerasakosuf, the Ramban in Tinsves, the Xerasakosuf that is implicit in this posik of the Yokum, Idechot Binish, the Cholobin of Hachatos, the Cholobin of Hachatos will become, Abu Komu Mishmue, so the Xerasakosuf is that an Idechot vis-a-vis Shmue has the same memory as a Stuin. We got the money. So now, suppose two Eidi will testify that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvain. And then Ruvain would say, I don't even remember it. But if two Eidim say Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvain, so of course Shimon has to pay. Even though Ruvain says it doesn't remember a thing. It never occurred to his mind. But two Eidim testify that Shimon borrowed, so then Ruvain has to pay. Because Eidim have mnemonis. So the Xerzakosuf is, ויוקום ידחות ביש לחלובין וחחתוס לחלובין וחחתוס ולניקום אבל קומו נשווה that ביז אבי שווה the ידחות has the same mnemonics as two אני ביז אבי מו so the melee doesn't require tiny that's the sheet of the Ramban so even if the Teveya is an idea but suppose two אני would say that Shimon is high $1,000 and Ruben would say any idea. If Ruben would say no, if Shimon would say no, he doesn't owe me, so then there is a God's body. But if Shimon would say any idea, and even Ruben would say any idea, but two Eidim would testify. Two Eidim would testify that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvain, and Ruvain would say he doesn't remember because his memory fails, he's not working, and Shimon would also say he doesn't remember. Even in such a case, if two Eidim would testify that Shimon borrowed from Ruvain $1,000, he has to pay. So maybe according to Ramban, and I think according to Teisves, the same thing is true of Nidachon. He'll have to swear. In other words, even if Ruvain will be an idea, and Shimon will be saying an idea, but the Nidechot will testify that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvain, so basically will tell Shimon, even though you say an idea, Ruvain says an idea. He's saying an idea. If you don't want to pay, you have to swear. But then, how can he swear? So then it will be told in the shower. Or Miteich Shem Yochavish Ba Mishale. But according to the Ramban, it should be told in the Shaila of Miteich Shem Yochavish Ba Mishale. In other words, what the Magdishne says is that according to the Ramban, the Halochet
that the Nidechot, that the Nidechot in Chayim Shvui is not just a Chayim Shvui like me in Mikzah. Maybe the Mikzah is Chayim Shvui, so it's predicated upon the title. The Halacha that the Nidechot in Chayim Shvui is not that the Nidechot in Chayim Shvui, vis-a-vis Shvui. And the Nidechot has the same demones as straining head relative to Mom. Now, Chazok in the Meis Pono, Lloyd Mishikers, the Kutras Baggins, the other Meis, if you just say table, she will go, I will pick up the Meis, the King, because they mean the Mikta's name, he put up the Mikta, the boy, the Brako, who called Duch the Mashma, and the Mikta's high in Picodin, Kabiesa, calling to his Masadlo, the Mashma died in Picodin, the Kabisela in Missalio, the Stein, the Shove, the Kabinitsi, and Nama, the Manzoki, the Mikta's high, will remember the Mikta. So what is Rashi Shita? Rashi Shita is very strange here. And there are many kashis against Rashi. But there are three shittas. I mean, the real sugya is in Bolokama Dach Kuv Zayin. In order to know the three shittas, you have to go over that long thesis and Dach Kuv Zayin on Dach. So Rashi Shita is now. The third line from there on. We are not free, but Abba Marbich, Hatin Tanit Gandhi, the Kohen, the Chayyim, the Chayyim, the Mixas, the Yehud, the Mixas. In other words, if somebody in the Torah says in the parashi, in Mishpot, of Tin Tanit Gandhi, so if he shamer, Chimon, is Tin Tanit Gandhi. So, is Tin Tanit Gandhi. And then, Eden testified that it wasn't true, that he stole it, it wasn't stolen from his Mishus. So, the impartial Mishpot in the Torah says, he's Hayat Kevi. So, Atein Tanit Gana will be called him. Now, in order to be Mechuyet Kevi as a result of Atein Tanit Gana, so it's only Shayer, if the Shemel was Atein Tanit Gana, and then he swore, and there's the Padre. Then, to Aiden, Kevi testify that he had it in his Mishus. So, he has to take it. So when can there be a chiyuv of Tein Tanit Gana because in a chayuv at shenichta b'miksas v'yeyim b'miksas. At shenichta b'miksas v'yeyim b'miksas. Why? Because the Torah says in Parashat Mishpatim, Kiyuze, in the Parashat of Tein Tanit Gana, Kiyuze. And what does Kiyuze mean? Kiyuv b'miksas, v'yeyim b'miksas. So the Pasuk of Kiyuze is mentioned in the Parashat of Tein Tanit Gana, of Shomer. In the parasha of Shomer, not in the parasha of Kesef Tala. So the Melech, that means that the Shemer, according to the Friya Barabe, a Shemer is not Chayav Yishvue, unless he is capable of Mikzas and made the Mikzas. My Taine Dolak Hokimus, who pleaded the Friya Bayez, Dolak Friya Bayez, Eru Tarshis Kosaka, Vichik Sif Kiuze, Amir Vemirsi. In other words, that the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh that is mentioned in the parasha of Shomrim really applies to Alvoy. So, according to Rashi, when is the requirement of Kfirah b'miksas, Vigoy b'miksas, Ligab Alvoy? But Ligab Shomrim, there is no requirement of Kfirah b'miksas, Vigoy b'miksas. And then the Gemara says, ומיישנו מיובה כדרה יום הרב מפני מה ומפרטי רומי מסתנתן נגיש בה חזוק אינו מייסבון ומתרחיב ואי בכל בו הליך ואי במקף חמשינות ובי מסבונו ובכל בו אינו איתו ואי בכוח הרי במקסה הסובה ומדינו ביקולי טוב וביקולי ישתם את לי מי חשת עד אהב ומסוזה פרנו כאילו כך אומר אך בוא ישבו הרי כאי חברי בו ביקולי וגבו מיובה ומדין כלמי מרוכה אבל גבו ביקודי מי זה מי זה צריך שצריך Now, other Rishayim are not clear is the last expression. The Gabi Yuba who became in the Ochel, Abel Gabi, the Kod Meiz Meiz. They are not clear. They are clear as the rest, but not this expression. So, according to Rashi, Rashi says, Iru Parshi is Sikkan, that Rafir Ba'yesef, and we pass like Rafir Ba'yesef, he holds that the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh that is written in the Parshi of Shomrim really applies to Alvoy. He really belongs to the Parshi of Kesef Tauf. So the melee, only by our boy, he has to be kiddur of mixas, we don't even mixas. And if he's a kiddur hacker, so he's potter of Yishvue. Masha'im came by Shomrim, according to Rashi, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says, that even if there is no kfir b'miksas v'goyim miksas, is a kifer hatot, so he's also chayish. And according to Rashi, according to Rav Chiya bar Yosi, according to Rav Chiya bar Yosi, if Reuven says to Shimon, "Pour masarat rochot, bishliach," and then Shimon says, "Ladam," so Shimon has to take a shvuah midrash. It's a very strange Rashi. So, and Rashi says it here, "Kidrabe, the Omer Rabe in the main spot of the Nisei Sheisa Mitengo, Hilkachicha the Kopachato, Potamishvuah." Die lag kuschte bei dem, war der Motzel und nicht bei dem. Der Heilige